James chapter 3. Do not become many teachers, my brothers, knowing that we will receive greater judgment. For in many things we all stumble. If anyone does not stumble in word, this one is a perfect man, able to bridle the whole body as well. Now if we put bridles into the mouths of horses, that they would obey us, we direct their whole body as well. Behold, the ships also, though they are so great and are driven by rough winds, are directed by a very small rudder wherever the impulse of the pilot wills. So also the tongue is a little member, yet boasts great things. Behold, how great a forest so little a fire ignites. And the tongue is a fire, the very world of unrighteousness. The tongue is set among our members as that which contaminates the whole body and sets on fire the course of life and is set on fire by Gehenna. For every nature, both of beast and of birds, both of reptiles and of creatures of the sea, is tamed and has been tamed by the human nature. But the tongue no one among men is able to tame. It is a restless evil, full of deadly poison. With it we bless the Lord and Father, and with it we curse men, who have been made according to the likeness of God. Out of the same mouth come forth blessing and cursing. These things, my brothers, ought not to be so. Does the spring, out of the same opening, gush forth the sweet and the bitter? Can a fig tree, my brothers, produce olives, or a vine, figs? Neither can salt water produce sweet. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by his good manner of life his works in meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your heart, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom is not that which descends from above, but is earthly, soulish, demonic. For where jealousy and selfish ambition are, there disorder and every worthless practice are. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, forbearing, compliant, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial, without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace.